it is also one kind of imagination. We have really seen
from no, the mind, thinking, feeling, and willing. Realization is called spurti and sakshat darshan and spurti and vispurti. It's a vision. Krishna gives the eyes where you see the lila, just like you see the hand in front of your face. You can see the lilas, and it's so real you can almost touch them. But it's all, your eyes are closed. It's all going on in your mind. That's not kalpana. So in the beginning, you're. It's not kalpana either, thinking. Thinking of Krishna means to think of Krishna. Think of the marks on Krishna's feet. Think of his lilas. And one letter, Prabhupada says, when we chant the holy name, we should think of Krishna's lilas. It's in his letters books, 1968. Devotee wrote, "Oh Prabhupada, when I chant Hare Krishna, sometimes I think of Krishna's lilas in the Krishna book." Prabhupada said, "Very good, this is the perfection of chanting. When we chant the holy name, we should chant and hear it and remember the pastimes of Krishna." So that's, of course, that means, remembering means thinking. Otherwise, what is it? What does the mind do? The mind thinks. Think about Maya, think about Krishna. Think about your activities or think about Krishna's activities. Think about your form or Krishna's form, your beauty or Krishna's beauty. The beautiful girls in the world or the beautiful girls in the spiritual world and beautiful men in the spiritual world. So fill our minds with the subject that we desire to attain. That's our sadhana. Always hear and speak and read about Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Especially with the gopis and manjaris. And chant as much as possible. And gradually, little by little, it comes more in our mind. It starts to stay with us.
You said, Maharaj, anubhava means experience.